This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
With all of this stupidity, you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. Ain't that hard to find. Therealside.com. Buy my new book. Damn, I'm calm now. I had a few minutes. I'm calm. Buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time. You know, these are all the PC issues that nobody wants to talk about. I mean, serious. My wife and I have been talking about the show for, you know, I mean, we're coming up 8 years. I think we're going on 9 years now. We're talking about how even my conversation has changed on all this stuff. People I've had on the show in the past who never really believed some of the stories I told, they're on the show on a regular basis, they're going, oh my God, who the heck knew that it was this bad? So all these and they're not distractions, they're real things. I mean, the stuff that Obama's doing, what's going on in the Middle East, those are all real, I get it. But really, you've got all these distractions that are going on in our schools, in our towns, in our cities. Who's dealing with them? Do you even know about them? I can't tell you about it. There's been so many things that I've done and talked about and then gone talk to my friends about it, thinking they had a clue and finding out that they were clueless. So don't take it for granted that the people around you, that your conservative friends, have a clue, because chances are really good they don't. I'm not joking. I'm amazed that some people in California, again, I beat it up last week. Oh, by the way, you can find my book on Amazon. You can find it on my website. If you get it off the website, though, if you get it from my website, I'll sign it. And all you got to do is go over to my website, therealside.com. You want to go into the store. You can't miss the store. There's a big tab says, guess what it says? It says, the store. So you get it off the store. And then just buy the book. I'll sign it before I send it to you. If you don't care about the signature, and I don't get it, frankly, not that I'm the most modest guy in the world, but I don't get the signature thing. But if you just want to get the book, hop up on Amazon. You can get it. What is it? The little Kindle thing. You can get it. We have one version with color illustrations, one with black and white. So I got to give kudos to these young men and women here. That are fighting to bring Christmas back to their school. I'm hoping. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how this is going to work out. None of you do. But I'm hoping that you're going to see more and more people that felt, and I don't get this at all, that felt uncomfortable because of political correctness. I'm hoping you're going to see more and more and more and more and more of them stand up for what's rightfully theirs. Stand up for what they should be allowed to do, what they should have the constitutional right to do. We have been led to believe that there's so many things we now no longer have the right to do because of, frankly, because of the left, because of the current administration. No, seriously. So again, it's kind of like, I've been saying this for years. Don't back down. Stand up for what you believe to be his truth. As long as you don't get, the key here is as long as you don't get belligerent, it will work for you. The minute you start getting belligerent with stuff, you're a dead man. You're pretty much done. Because people aren't going to listen to you. They're not going to care what you have to say. They're going to go, that's that nut job. He just hates everybody. Yeah, sounds familiar, huh? Anyway, so students from the University of Tennessee, I knew I was going to run out of time. I knew I was going to go down a wrong, what do you guys call it, gopher hole? Now, when it comes to diversity at the University of Tennessee, it appears that Christmas is not included. That's right, the UT Office of Diversity wants no mention of Christmas, Santa, or Jesus whatsoever. I'm still offering $1,000 to the person that can find me the scripture in the Bible, in the Christian, the Holy Bible, that talks about Santa Claus. Because I don't know how he's a religious figure. Other than, yeah, I know, St. Nick, all that stuff, right? But he's not a biblical figure. The young men at Beta Upsilon Chi were not hearing it and have dared the university come and get it. It appears that they will prevail. According to the University of Tennessee's Office of Diversity and Inclusion, yes, that's really an office. Can you believe that? Your tax dollars are paying for this. College is a place to learn extreme political correctness, to be systematically stripped of your values and culture. I don't know. I was always taught that college was a place for free thinking, free-flowing thoughts, conversation, and openness to learn about each other. I did not know. When did anybody get that memo? When did that switch happen? Right? You're supposed to learn all kinds of things in college. ABC News reports that the UTODI has been cracking down on Christmas. Their new guidelines advise people to keep all parties strictly secular with no decorations, Santa or Jesus, to ensure your holiday party is not a Christmas party. You know, I went to the bank the other day, and I said to one of the women in there that set up the Christmas tree that they had been sent by corporate, I said, wow, they're all white lights this year. And she says, yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing myself, but I guess that's the end thing, and that looks nice. I said, no, that makes it holiday neutral. And I'm not just saying that it's a personal thing. You read about it, and most of the places that want to keep it away from Christmas go with white lights because it makes it holiday neutral. I'm going to talk about this more when Kimberly joins me after the break. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Back, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does all the time. I so much appreciate the time that she spends with me every week. And Kimberly, you having a heat wave up there in New England or what this week?
Really? Really? It was 60 degrees. It was like 55 or 60 degrees yesterday, so.
Oh, good for you. Well, listen, if it makes you feel any better, here in California, we were down at 41 the other morning. My wife and I went out. Date night was to a shooting range, okay? And it wasn't much of a date because it was 28 degrees. She was out there shooting. I was inside, you know, praying for her to make sure she was safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big baby. And you're the one who has the New England cold blood.
Yeah, and you know what? I left because of that. I'm not going back outside. What, wouldn't that make me kind of a little off if I went back outside afterward? Come on.
41 degrees? You're whining about 41
no,
degrees?
No, it was 28 that night.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
So you don't have it in the range?
No, you'd have to ask her. I don't know. She's the one that makes all those arrangements.
I have multiple ranges for that purpose.
All right, so before you came on, and I was wound up on this University of Tennessee piece where the University of Tennessee's Office of Diversity and Inclusion, yes, actually somebody pays for that, Office of Diversity and Inclusion, they say that the college is a place to learn extreme political correctness, not what political correctness is or isn't or should or shouldn't be, but you need to learn the extreme version of it. But I love it, because now the students are starting to revolt. I don't know if this has something to do with Trump. I don't know if it has something to do with it now looking like political correctness is being poked in the head. But I got to tell you, I love this from a standpoint, again, of the fact that I can't pronounce the name of this club. They're going and they're pushing to have their Christmas party. They're pushing to put up a Christmas tree, right? They have to have non-denominational holiday cards. They can't call it a Christmas tree. So the boys have put up a sign on their building that says, "Hey, come take it. Come take our Christmas tree." I love it.
How is it diversity and inclusion when you want to exclude certain people, aka Christians, from celebrating their holidays? How is that inclusion and diversity? If you make them whitewash their holidays and what they do, that's excluding them. If someone doesn't want to go to their Christmas party, they don't have to go. Plain and simple. But they're excluding these people and saying and anti-diverse by saying that they can't celebrate Christmas, which happens to be the holiday they celebrate.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's wonderful when I hear this stuff. It's kind of like, apparently, you and I work off a different dictionary, a different thesaurus. We don't actually have the same words, or can't use the same words that they do. I find this stuff just amazing. But I love the fact that they're stepping up now that they've got some of these warriors stepping up and going, look, you can't take this from us. You can't take this from us any more than you can take the Hanukkah away from the Jewish kids. You can't do this, and it's about time.
None of these people ever say anything about Hanukkah or other religious holidays. It's always about Christian religious holidays.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Because what do we do? You know, we don't do anything nasty. Not that the Jews do, but we don't do anything nasty. And you know, really, it is. It's getting out of hand and crazy. We're talking about the satanic. You and I during the break, we were talking about the satanic emblem up there in Florida. And down there in Florida. And I said to you, you know, it's what's nuts about it is when the piece that I have up this week, you look at it, and what it says right on there is that there's no satanic holiday in December. It's just a symbol. There's actually no meaning behind it for December, but it's their way of poking us in the eye, right?
Well, and this is the problem. Just like white straight males are the last group that people can be prejudiced and discriminatory against, Christians are the last religious group that these people can be, feel they can be prejudiced, bigoted, and discriminatory against. And these guys, I love it, three white guys saying, come and take it about Christmas. Guess what? And these guys are an example of the group that's allowed to be discriminated against, and their holiday and their religion is the group that's allowed to be discriminated against. This picture says 1,000 words, and they need to keep fighting, and this needs to keep going on and on and on across the country until people finally say, enough, we've had it, we're going to say Merry Christmas. If you don't like it, shove it.
I see you're feeling a little passionate about this issue, which is good. I've been doing stories every day about Christmas, about the assault on Christmas. Some people are like, you know, Joe, enough. There's no assault on Christmas. No, I don't buy it. There is an assault on Christmas. You know,
there is.
Yep.
Listen to me. I saw the transition. Years ago, after I graduated from college, I worked at a company, and we used to have, at the bottom, it was a big, huge defense contractor, actually, And they had a big, gorgeous Christmas tree in the entrance when you walked into this big, huge building in downtown South Boston. And it was beautiful. And then, like, this is in the 90s, late 90s. And then the next year, it was under Clinton. The next year, after I started working there, all of a sudden there was no more Christmas tree. And I was like, what happened? Where's my beautiful tree? Oh, we can't do that anymore. It's not politically correct. They didn't use the term politically correct. They stopped doing it. So I noticed the trajectory from, you know, the late 90s. And that's when I even started saying happy holidays up until, I don't know, not 7 years ago. I used to say happy holidays all the time. Now I don't care who you are. I say Merry Christmas unless I know for sure you don't celebrate Christmas.
Right. Well, I've always said this the way it should be. It always should be. If you know where somebody's coming from, then, yeah, talk to them that way. Let them know that you're aware. I mean, it's what a great honor to say to somebody, you know, I know you're Jewish, and so I hope you had a great Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did. You know, did you know that Kwanzaa was an American holiday? Were you aware of that?
It's actually a fake holiday, from what I understand.
Well, it was put together by a professor in Long Beach, California, back in the 60s, to try to bring the African-American community together. So it has no religious connotation to it. It's just a celebratory day, which I always find interesting that we have to, again, not to take anything away from my African-American friends who celebrate the day, it's not a religious day. It's actually a day just for black people.
Right, and that's what I meant when I said, hey, it's not religion, it's not based on religion.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Dangerous. Press Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Me neither! You can't make me go!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, no dancing while you're working. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy is, well, it's not on sale. It's being sold there, but it's not on sale. I'm too cheap. It is for sale. Yeah, but I want people to think they're getting a deal. Anyway, if you buy it off the website, I'll sign it before I send it to you. If you buy it off of Amazon, you're on your own. But I would love it if you would just buy the book and let's get this over. Come on, it's a great Christmas. I don't know if you get it by Christmas. I'll try. But it'll be a great Christmas. Great reading for that period between Christmas and New Year's. Get your blood boiling coming into the new year. Let me bring Kimberly Morin on the. My God, my tongue and my mouth and my lips are just not moving, working right tonight.
Really?
She says, my producer says it's my brain. Kimberly Morin joins me as she does every week. I always enjoy the time she spends with us here on the air. And listen, Kimberly, I won't give it away, your address really, but you're in the New England area, in New Hampshire specifically. It's pretty darn cool up there, huh?
Be quiet.
Anyway.
I don't mind. No, you know what? I don't mind because I like the snow for Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there you go.
I like the snow until about February.
I was driving around today with a short sleeve shirt on and running in and out of stores and thinking, you know, if I was in Boston, I couldn't do this. I'd probably be swearing at somebody trying to find a parking place because there'd be too much snow taking up spaces between the spaces. And I can do without a white Christmas. I'm good. Well, actually, that makes me a white supremacist, but I can do without a white Christmas. I'm okay with that.
But you don't have Dunkin' Donuts. No.
There is finally, see, I can prove there is a God because I prayed for years, and there's now a Dunkin' Donuts within 5 miles of my home. It's one of very few here in California.
You don't serve their food with the same attitude.
No, nobody serves food with the same attitude as people from New England. Hey, so Trump won again. What was it? I prefer to say Hillary lost for the fourth time today. That's really cool.
He lost by even more.
Oh, I know. Did you hear that she's the first? She did the first. So she was looking to be the first woman to break the glass ceiling, but she did have a first today, right? She was the first woman to actually lose 4 votes in the. What?
I think 3 of them voted for Colin Powell, and one of them voted for Fed something or other from Standing Rock Mortgage protest.
Yeah, but bottom line is, though, it's this beloved Democrat, you know, supposedly a person of integrity and loved across the country. She actually lost votes in the electoral.
And Trump only lost one or two, right?
Right. And everybody's been wigging out over this. I think this is hilarious.
Oh, I think it's absolutely hilarious. These people have been torturing the electors, harassing them, threatening them. Mm-hmm. They've been having protests. And then what happens? Oh, just exactly what was going to happen, even if you didn't waste all that time and money, sweetheart. Trump still is going to be your president on January 20th. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton still is not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So let me ask you a question. All right, you weren't, and probably still aren't a Trump fan. But as you just said, whether you like it or not, he's going to be our president. Some of his choices, cabinet choices, some of the things he's looking. You know, where is he at with you right now?
I wish he would stop tweeting stupid stuff. But as far as his cabinet choices go, I still want to wait and see. To be honest with you, you know, I used to say years ago that this country should be run like a business where you get rid of things that aren't working, right? A business gets rid of departments that aren't working or tries new things to make sure they work and doesn't spend more than they take in. They actually live within their means. If these guys do that, I'm all for it. I don't know. You know, what's going to happen? I like Rick Perry as Department of Energy, but I just hope he destroys it. Just get rid of it. He's been the one of the most useless.
But that's only if he can remember its name, right?
Yeah, he will. I cut him some slack for that. Poor guy with a massive back pain.
Okay.
Some of his choices, you know, basically it's just like, we have to wait and see what Trump does when he's in office. We have to wait and see what these people do once they're in office. Because, as you and I both know, there's only limited things, well, there's supposed to be only limited things that cabinet heads and departments can do.
Right.
And one of the first things that needs to be done is the EPA needs to be literally cut in half. All of their regulations run out the door over the past 8 years. Throw them all out. None of them are necessary. Not one regulation Obama's EPA put into place is necessary. Not one. Destroy reverse every single one of them right away. First day, you'll instantly create jobs. Instantly. Get rid of them.
What do you think about, we've got IBM looking at bringing jobs back to this country. And I don't know if people realize what IBM has done over the last 5 years. They've eliminated worldwide a little over 20,000 jobs. You know, were you aware of that?
They've been, IBM's had pretty up highs and lows over the past, I don't know, 3 decades, right?
Yeah.
Where were they eliminating jobs, though?
There was a total of, I think it was 12,000 jobs in this country as a whole, and 15,000 jobs across, you know, the rest of Europe and areas like that.
Yep.
You know, some of it was consolidation, some of it was closing down departments, but still, you know, you look at 12,000 jobs across this country, you want to spread that out over 50 states, it's still a boatload of jobs that were gone. Now they're talking about bringing jobs back here, back to this country, and look, I know you're a hardcore conservative, and I know that we probably will disagree on this to a point. I have no problems with giving big companies some tax breaks or some tax leverage to bring jobs back in, because those jobs bring tax money, and in more ways than one.
Give all the companies the same damn tax breaks.
Okay.
I don't believe in this cronyism based on one company or another. Give them all the same. Cut the taxes across the board. Because you know what? A tax break is just them keeping more of their own money, which means they can turn around and invest that money and grow their company, which is going to give, in the end run, it's going to bring in more taxes that go to the government. I mean, we already know that's how it works. So as long as the economy is well, working well, and there's not massive regulations put into place, we saw what happened over the past 8 years. Obama is trying to kill the economy. Worst growth ever. All his regulations did nothing but kill Obamacare.
No,
one of them.
Now, I have to take take exception to this. I don't know if you heard Obama over the weekend. He's leaving us off in better shape than he found us with. He's created 15 million jobs. We're respected by more countries and more leaders around the world than ever before.
I'm sorry.
I knew I better stop before you hung up on me, but think about it.
No,
he's running around telling people this.
He's delusional. Do you notice that Obama's been speaking more since Trump got elected than he did to the people in the past 8 years? You notice that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking to the people.
He's actually giving press conferences, something he hardly ever did. He's actually, and you know, he is bad, though, because he'll take one question and he won't shut up for half an hour with the answer. And he never really actually answers it.
No.
He's out there more talking now because he knows that he was repudiated. He knows his policies as Democrats were repudiated by the voters. And so he's out there now doing the same thing he's done for the past 8 years. Why? Tell people that his programs are really working. None of them have. Not one. Not foreign policy, not domestic policy, nothing. And so he's out there trying to convince people that it's not true what the facts and the statistics and the evidence says. I really did do good stuff. And no, sorry, buddy, that's why you were repudiated, because Americans, a majority, are still suffering thanks to your policy.
Yeah, I love how he said, we now have 20 million new Americans, or we have 20 million more Americans on health care than we had before. And going, you're a real liar here, because 6 million of those were people that were forced off of health care from their jobs because it didn't line up with your health care program. 7 million of them were Medicare, that they pushed them onto that from their old programs. I mean, I can go down the whole list, and they probably, with all the money they've spent, they probably have created 6 to 8 million people on health care, but subsidized health care. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Kimberly Moran will still be with me, I hope. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, well, it's not Friday. We should, Boogie Friday, or whatever it's called. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, let me bring, before I really make a total ass of myself, let me bring Kimberly Moran in. No, I can't do that. Yeah, too late. Okay, Kimberly Moran.
You have to be them.
I was thinking, you know where Randolph, Mass is, right? Randolph, Randolph, Massachusetts. You know where that is?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so back in the '70s, there was a club out there. Lantana was out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The disco days and all that stuff from Earth, Wind & Fire, all that music was being played there. And every once in a while, one of the lead-ins is one of those. And my mind goes back to, Randolph, Massachusetts and Lantana and polyester suits with bell bottoms and the...
we had similar stuff in the 80s, minus the... The channel was a big rock
you
bar. Club in Boston, and I saw the Ramones there in the 90s. It was fabulous.
You had the hair, and that was scary. For I don't care who you are, that's scary. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, you had hair worse. I mean, in the 70s, we were like, God, at least it wasn't like blown out, like you were stuck in a windstorm or somewhere or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was very bad. It was very, very bad.
Yeah. All right, so two quick things. I'm going to hit on, first of all, Kasich. I know that, I'm having a little heartburn because I think he sets a precedent, but I think, you know, a bill that pushes against having an abortion when there's a heartbeat there. I mean, when does it become a life? A heartbeat is no longer a life. So I'm sorry. I'm glad he didn't make it as president. I'm glad he wasn't even number three at this point because he's got no guts. What do you think?
Well, Kasich, he's horrible anyway, but the thing is, at least he did sign the 20-week ban. So you've got to give him a little bit of credit because, I live in a state where there is no limit.
Oh, yeah.
No limit.
Right.
So, you know, I give him credit for signing the 20-week ban.
Well,
a lot of people wouldn't even do that.
Okay. I'll give you credit for, I give him a little bit of credit for that, but I'm sure, I really thought, that was one of those moments in my life that I got extremely stupid, and I thought a heartbeat ban would have been a no-brainer, but I guess...
But it wasn't banned. They weren't banning it after the heart, if you heard the heartbeat. They were just, I believe the bill was just to have the woman hear it or something. It was not, if you heard a heartbeat, you can't get an abortion. That's not what the law was about.
So it was about at least showing them what they were going to do, yes, or letting them hear what they had inside of them, correct?
Yes, it was not. If you hear a heartbeat, you're banned from getting an abortion. It was not that. I read the bill, and I can't remember exactly what the details were about having someone get an ultrasound and hear whatever, but it was not about banning it after the heartbeat, from what I read.
Yeah, did he give any explanation as to why? Did you happen to catch that by any chance?
I have not heard anything. I just saw that he voted for the 20-week ban, but I did not hear any explanation on the other part.
Yeah, so now, so I get past that for a minute, all right? And, I love all this. Michelle Obama, she's, it might have been on tonight, I don't know, but it was the Oprah Winfrey interview, and I got bits and pieces of it, and I'm thinking to myself, so she's sitting there talking about, now we know what hope or hopelessness feels like, and I'm thinking, did you not care about the rest of us when your husband got elected twice? You want to talk about hopelessness? I mean, we felt like that. The people on the right have felt like that several times while the Democrats have been in control. You want to talk about hopelessness? I mean, seriously.
Well, what does she have to be hopeless about? She is a multimillionaire since her husband became president. She's never going to have to work a day in her life, not that she really ever actually has. Her family is protected by armed security for the rest of their lives, thanks to taxpayers, thanks to her husband. She is going to live far and above and beyond, in the 1%, above and beyond most of the people in the country for the rest of her life. Her husband is going to make millions of dollars a year giving speeches because some crazy people will want to hear him talk and pay a lot of money for it. I mean, what is she exactly hopeless about? Her children go to the best private schools. They're going to go to the best Ivy League colleges, and they'll get some best job handed to them, just like Hillary Clinton's brat did. She has nothing, absolutely nothing, to feel hopeless about, just like she really didn't in her life previously, because she got all kinds of special treatment all growing up through her life.
All right, so now that I get you well... Now that I get you wound up, I'm even doing better here. You look at what's going on here in California, Chicago, New York, the sanctuary cities, and even a state. California's gotten behind it from a state level and said, hey, we won't comply to anything the feds want us to do. Pull the funding, yay or nay?
I would pull the funding. I would have pulled the funding long ago. But listen, see, and this is the other thing. Michelle Obama doesn't have to worry about some illegal alien coming to her and neighborhood and killing one of her kids because she's protected. And they will go, I'm sure they have other kind of security in the neighborhood that she'll be in. But you know, regular people like Kate Steinle walking down the street with her dad, you know, those people just don't matter. Those American lives don't matter as long as we just open the borders and let all the illegal criminalians in. It's BS, and I would unfund every city that says they want to be a sanctuary city. They wouldn't get a dime of federal money, not one dime. And if I was the federal government and in charge of it, I would send ICE and I would hunt these people down myself.
Yeah, my fear is that people are going to get their hopes up way too high for what Trump's going to be able to accomplish. I do not believe that Paul Ryan's going to give him what he wants. I'm sorry, probably not even 85% of the time. This is my own personal opinion. I have no insight.
I agree.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I also agree that I don't necessarily think Trump is going to do all the things he said either.
No.
Whether
no.
Congress gives him the leeway to or not.
No, I look, I agree with you. I mean, I can't wait to see him sit down the weekend of the 20th and start to wipe out all those executive orders. And I think there's a lot of things that need to be done. I think people have to slow them down. They got to think about what you're doing. I really believe, I know, and I'm not going to be favorite with some people. I don't think you can take Obamacare and just wipe it out with a pen stroke, because you got people that are already paying into it, already depend on it, already getting health care through it. You got to have something for them to move over to laterally, if you would. So I think
it's, you're right. It's not, yeah, I was going to say, you can't just, it's like pulling out the bug from under someone. You have to chip out of the way a little bit at a time to figure out, because it's like a house of cards. Some of it's already falling apart all on its own before anyone else puts their fingers in there to pull out cards or put more cards on. So we really have to be careful, because it has screwed up the healthcare system so badly already. In order to keep the infrastructure still in place of the healthcare system, not the government run version, we have to be really, really careful and just, you know, allow selling over state lines like before. You know, make it more competitive and make it so that we can buy cafeteria-style insurance health plans. And the people that are on Obamacare now will be able to afford to get cheaper plans off of Obamacare in the private sector. I think that is one of the best ways to help get people out of the system, by being able, by creating the industry, whatever, creating standards that, help me out here, Joe.
Oh, real,
an environment.
Oh, what? I've got like a vocabulary of 7 words. What are you talking about?
Come on. Creating an environment where health insurers can offer cheaper insurance based on cafeteria plans, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's just an open, what do they call it, a cross-state line plan and a competitive capitalist plan. I got that. I agree with you. But, you know, again, he'll be accused of doing stuff for his buddies, for his cronies. Now, I'm hearing from people inside the Beltway that Obama won't have the power he seems to believe he'll have once he's out of office. He seems to think that he's going to be able to have a lot of influence. Somebody just sent out a text, whatever you want to call it. Blaming the Russians for losing the election is like blaming the hotel room for getting caught with a prostitute. But no, he's not going to have, I don't believe that he's going to have the power that people think he's going to have. I mean, he's full of himself. He might be very popular. People like him, but liking someone and trusting someone to do something are two different things, right? You got about 30 seconds.
I'll always be popular with the left. I'll always be popular with the left. Those people are so delusional and are so blinded to reality and the truth that they have no idea whether they're coming or going.
Right. I agree. All right, quickly, tell people where they can find you, lady.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. My dog is making really strange sounds. I think he agrees with me on Obama. Conservative Eye and Dan Twitter, and Granite Rock and the Federalist Papers Project. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's very cool. Merry Christmas to you. You have a great, and try to stay warm. You know, I know it's tough, but try to stay warm. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live when we come back. I've got a smorgasbord of stuff I want to do for you on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Got a lot I want to talk about.